For what I treasure, I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. And Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. Please live in me. Bless your name, Jesus. I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priority. And Jesus, you're my number one. I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can live here. Please live in me. Please live in me. Please live in me. I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel like you can live here. Please live in me. We welcome you, Lord. Please live in me. So my will, you can move that over my way, Lord. You can move that over my ego. You can move that over my plans. You can move that over my schedule. You can move that over my plans, Lord. You can move that over. I will make room. Whatever it is, you can move that over. Whatever it is, you can move that over. My pride, Lord, you can move that over. Forgiveness, Lord, you can move that over. Forgiveness, Lord, you can move that over. My agenda, Lord, you can move that over. I will make room. My attitude, you can move that over. Bad habits, Lord, you can move that over. Procrastination, you can move that over. Doubt, Lord, you can move that over. Fear, Lord, you can move that over. Move it over, you can move that over. Whatever it is, you can move that over. Move it over, you can move that over. And I will make room. We make room, Lord, for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We make room for you, Lord. I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. Jesus, you're my number one. Jesus, you're my number one. Jesus, you're my number one. Lord, we make room for you. We are preparing our hearts for you, oh God. Have your way in us and through us right now, God. As we move everything out the way, God, have your way in us and through us. Hallelujah. You are Jireh. You are enough. You are Jireh. You are enough. Hallelujah. Lord. Oh, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We need you right now, oh, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need we need you, oh Lord. We need you, oh Lord. Right now, we need you, Lord. Our hearts are our hearts are open, Lord. Our hearts are open, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now, oh Lord. We receive you right now. We receive you right now. We receive you right now. We need you, Lord. We receive you now. We we love you, oh Lord. We love you, oh Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. Oh, Lord, we praise you now. Oh, Lord, we love you now. We welcome you right now. We bless you.
Peace be unto each one of you. We bless your name, Lord. And more importantly, we always, first and foremost, you are primary. You are the first one that we think about in the morning. We think about during the day, and we think about before we go to sleep. Before we ask anything of you, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We worship and bless your name because we know our very next breath is dependent upon you. You are more to us than our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors, our children, our family, our jobs, our resources. You are the source. You are everything. Nothing moves. Nothing shakes. Nothing happens without you. We thank you, Lord, for the rain as it rains on the just and the unjust. And some praise when the rain comes. The vegetation worships. We will not allow the rocks to cry out, Lord. We will bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We give you honor for our two fearless leaders, Lord. You have blessed two women of you, Lord, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Please provide traveling mercies for our Dr. PK, Lord. And please continue to bless both Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Lord, for almost 11 years next month of the Master's Call. And it's all to your glory. We bless the minister that's coming on in a few minutes to give the word. We thank you, Lord, for each and every member of our leadership team. Lord, and we thank you for every individual that calls in every morning. Bless their families. Bless every household represented on this call. Bless everyone that was able to speak and those who weren't. Every hidden prayer in their hearts, Lord. You hear it, and you will answer, and we thank you, Lord, and we honor and respect whatever comes from your mouth or your spirit. You are indeed the Holy One, the Righteous One, the All-Seeing, the All-Knowing. You are purposeful. You have a vision. You give us what we need. Oh, I'm eternally grateful this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Not another sight, in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength. You are our strength and our Redeemer. And we will always give you all the praise. And we will always make room for you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be just like you. Give us strength. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for going before us, Lord, in your precious Son's name. Host, are you with us?
Amen, amen, amen. I am here. Minister Ruth, are you able to hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you for serving us in excellence on this Rosh Hashanah and Labor Day Monday. And I pray that God will continue to elevate you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with Jesus' joy on this Rosh Hashanah morning and this Labor Day morning. And we give God the praise, and we give him the glory, and I thank him that his presence is here with us as we enter into this day, a day that we have never seen before. For we woke up this morning, and so we give God the glory and the praise, and we praise each of you for being here this morning. Thank you for taking the time to just dial into the Master's Call. And I hope that as you dialed in, that you actually took a moment to share on your social media sites where you are this morning so that others may join you. Thank you, Shakara, for joining us this morning all the way from Vegas. And I pray that you will continue to be blessed and God will continue to elevate you as well. Thank you for being my guest today. And so this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts, who's on our way to Dubai, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon all the way out there in Prairie View, Texas. And I thank God for them because it allows for us to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before thee." And so we start this call out in prayer. We end in prayer. And maybe there's something going on with you throughout the day, and maybe you need someone to stand in agreement with you. Well, there's an opportunity for you to connect with us here on the Master's Call, and that's by simply sending an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. I also want to let you know that we do have a website for this call, and it is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. You could go there and see the bios for our speakers. You could see information for fasting, for praying. There is a buffet of things for you to see there on our website. And I also want to remind you that we have a theme for 2021, and it is, "I decree and declare that in 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed." That's Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. And so today is Inspirational Monday on the Morning Motivational Call, and that is following this call. And so we invite you to join us there this morning, if you would. Today, the host for this morning is none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker for this morning will be none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. And so the number for that call is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. I hope you're prepared for what the Lord has to say to you. And so it is a privilege, it is an honor and pleasure to bring to the line our speaker for this morning. She definitely is no stranger to the Master's Call. She has been with us from the very beginning of this call. And so I thank God for her. Had the opportunity to meet her several years ago in person. She hails all the way from San Antonio, Texas. She is the founder of Real Word Ministries Incorporated. And so she is definitely a woman of God who is on the move, who is doing great things. Again, her bio can be found on our website. But just to give you a little snippet of who she is, she began a prison ministry in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons where she ministers on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, the CCE program. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. Dr. Thomasine has a desire to one day open the Real Hope Home, which we're standing in agreement with her on that, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Are you out there, my sister?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Praise
God. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It is an honor and a privilege to be here with you all today, and I thank the leaders of this call for being diligent and just staying focused and doing what God has called them to do for so many years. And this takes a lot of dedication and faithfulness. So I want to bring a word this morning from the book of Mark, chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 35 to 41. And so I'll go ahead and begin with the reading of the word. I'm reading from the Amplified version this morning. So Mark chapter 4, 35. On that same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee." So leaving the crowd, they took him with them, just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And a fierce storm began to blow, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern asleep with his head on the sailor's leather cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are about to die?" And he got up and sternly rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still, muzzled." And the wind died down as if it had grown weary. And there was at once a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith and confidence in me?" They were filled with great fear and said to each other, "Who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. This passage of scripture always just tickles me and just blesses me so much because God is showing us the power that he has given us. You see, when the storm started and they accused him, understand that in the natural, Jesus was caught off guard in the natural. Right, he wasn't awake. He wasn't sitting on the top of the boat. He didn't see it coming in. He was in a place where he was laying down and he was resting. So in the natural, he was caught off guard. But when he got up, he didn't get up murmuring. He didn't get up complaining. He wasn't worried about it. He got up and did what he knew to do, which was rebuke it and stop it. He didn't even acknowledge the question from the disciples when they said, "Do you not even care? You're going to let us die in here?" He did not spend the time to address their foolish question. He focused on the situation, and he did what he needed to do. Once he got it settled, then he addressed them. But here's the thing, the same power and authority that Jesus Christ himself has, we have it as well. But where we mess up is we get caught up on the situation, the circumstances, we lose our focus, we forget the power that we have within us, and instead of us operating in the spirit realm, we fall back and operate in the natural, and that's where we begin to cry, or we begin to panic, we begin to just freak out when we can take all the power that we have and speak to that thing and make it stop doing what it was sent to do, which was destroy us. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Every time I see this passage of scripture, it's just a reminder to me what God has entrusted to us and what he has given us to do. We're going to go through things. Life is going to happen. We're going to get caught off guard. Unexpected things will happen. But we have to be mindful. Instead of getting scared when we get that doctor's report, we got to lay hands on whatever part of our body that the devil is trying to attack, and we have to rebuke that thing, and then we need to go do what is necessary to make sure that that thing does not develop and doesn't come through and doesn't become true. But in our natural mind, because we feed it so much, we feed our natural mind so much, that we always operate from the natural realm. And we have to be reminded that we are believers. People are watching us. People are studying us. There are people in your job, they don't even like you, but I promise you they're watching your every move. And they want to see you. You look like you stay. You look a little different, but you don't always act different. Where is the power? Where is the power that God has said that we have? Where is the authority? We're supposed to be people of influence. When we walk into a room, the room should shift because we entered into the room. So we have to make sure that we're spending enough time allowing the Spirit of God to fill us up with his word, to fill us up with his wisdom, to give us the words and not act out of emotion, but act out of the Spirit. Amen. It says we're supposed to walk in the Spirit so that we do not satisfy things of the flesh. And we have to make sure that we're taking the time in God's word, because nowadays when people look around, they don't see the move of God. And everybody's wondering where the move of God is. And guess what? The move of God is inside of each and every one of us. When we come together and stop bickering over little bitty things that actually don't even matter, and we come together on one accord and begin to pray, then we're going to see things change. Then we're going to see things move. But if we're spending time looking at the situation, and yes, COVID caught us off guard, amen. Some of us in the spirit realm, we knew something was coming, but many didn't. And so it caught many off guard. But instead of rebuking it, we begin to fight. We begin to argue. We begin to debate. We begin to do what I like to call playing tennis, when you're going back and forth with somebody. We begin to do all those things instead of rebuking it and taking authority over that thing. And that is something we have to start spreading the word, and we have to start doing. When someone tries to debate with you, say, listen, brother or sister, can we pray about that thing? I don't want to debate with you. And if you don't want to pray with me, then I don't want to have the conversation. But I have to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We've got to learn how to shut those conversations down. If it is not fruitful, if it's not helpful, then we don't need to have the discussion. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He did not care that they were trying to say he had no power. That's what they were doing when they said, teacher, you do not care that we are about to die? They're telling him you don't have power, you don't care about us, you're not focused on us. And he did not care what they were saying, because he knew it was not true. My God, my God, my God. We argue over things that we know it's not true, so why even spend the energy arguing about it or discussing it or going back and forth when we know the truth? And after he got the situation under control, my God, after he got it under control, then he said to them, why are you afraid? He put the question on them. He didn't even address what they said. Amen? He could have went back and said, what do you mean by what you just said? What are you trying to accuse me of? Or what are you trying to say? He didn't even address it in that manner. I'm telling you, this is a powerful passage of scripture. He said, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith and confidence in me? Now he took it personal. You've been with me. You've been rocking with me. And you don't have any confidence nor faith in who I am. So what he was telling them is, you still don't believe that I am the great I am. You're still questioning the power and the authority that I have. And you rolling with me, rocking with me, you still don't have the confidence or the belief in who I am. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Watch the battles this week. Watch the battles this week. I'm telling you right now, watch the battles and how you respond to the battle. Because I'm telling you right now, watch your words, watch how you respond. Don't respond to foolery this week. Don't get on Facebook responding to anything somebody says that doesn't make sense. If they come on your page and say something that's not right, or whatever social media you have, delete them and keep it moving, because God is about to show up in a way that we never imagined. And those, the remnant that he's coming for, we got to be ready. This is a message to warn you to get ready. This is a message to warn you to get ready, to let God use you on a level that he may never have used you on. But we cannot be afraid. We cannot walk around in fear. We cannot walk around in doubt. We can't say what the naysayers say. We have to speak the word of God. And as we look at this passage of scripture, that's exactly what he did. He knew. Jesus knew. He didn't care that they didn't have confidence in him at that moment. He knew who he was. And that's something we continue to forget. Never forget who you are. And more importantly, whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You are the King's kid. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are here on earth to do a godly assignment. You are not here on earth to fight with people about things that don't even matter. You're not here on earth to argue and to debate. God sent you here. Every person is on this call. God sent you here with an assignment for a time as this. Oh, my God. It wasn't by coincidence that you were born during the COVID. It wasn't a coincidence that God had you here through all of these hurricanes, Ida and all the ones that came after. It's not a coincidence. God purposely placed each and every one of us in this century, on this day, in the region that we're living in, for a specific reason. You didn't choose the region that you're in. God chose that region for you. So when we come together, and all of us on this call today, we're scattered all over the United States. It's about 15 of us, but we're all over the United States. And God brought us together. Oh, my God. Remember, he does everything with small numbers, the remnant. He brought us together for a time as this, to hear his word, to go and tell others about his word, and to be strengthened and to allow the Spirit of the living God to use us like never before. I came to tell you today, all those attacks that are coming against you, you ignore the attack and you speak the word of God. If you don't know what else to say, just come to the word of God and get to that scripture and say, Lord, just like you rebuked that wind, I'm rebuking this situation in my life right now in your mighty and powerful name. And I tell this situation to hush, to be still, and I have muzzled it and shut it down. And I'm not giving it any energy. I'm not going to give it any power, and I'm not going to give it any authority to do what it was sent here to do. It shall not destroy me. It shall not mess up my mind. It shall not hurt my feelings. It shall not take me out of place nor position. It shall not mess up my name. But I will stand firm because I got the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I shall stand firm and remember my assignment and do what I was sent here to do. Yes, people look at us like we're crazy when we say we believe God, but I don't care because they don't have a heaven or a hell for us in their backyard. Therefore, I will always believe the report of the Lord. Someone called me last week and asked me a rather silly question about the Bible, and they said, well, my friend said that the Bible says such and such, such and such, and I'm not even going to repeat it, but it was just a foolish question, and is it true? And I said, what did the Holy Spirit tell you? And they said, well, the Holy Spirit told me to call you, and I said, the Holy Spirit didn't tell you to call me with a foolish question about the Bible. I believe it from Genesis to Revelation, every scripture. There's some scriptures that I don't like too much because it just hits me really hard, but I still believe the word of God. Go back and ask the Holy Spirit. They were not about to put me in a position to debate God's word. God's word means what it means, and it means something different to each one of us every time we read it and every situation we're going through. So I'm not going to sit and debate what God meant and what he said. He said what he said, and we're not going to back up off of that at all. And I'm not going to be mad at God because he said something that I don't like in his word. I'm going to say, Lord, help me to get the wisdom and the revelation from that word and let it check me, Lord God, check me, because, Lord, I know you love me. But, Lord, I don't want to sit around and say, well, that scripture, I don't know, that's not what he meant. That's not what the disciples meant. No, that is not my job. My job is to teach the word, believe the word, and live the word. That is my personal assignment. And so we have to stop getting into these conversations about things that do not matter. And we have to start focusing on what God has asked us to do. And we have to do it the way he showed it to us. And people are not going to understand why you do what you do and how you do it. But guess what? They are not your God. They're not going to get it. They're not going to understand it because they were not with you when you were in the secret place with God and he was revealing his word to you and he was revealing his will to you. They weren't there with you, therefore they don't know what God told you to do. But you have to do what God has told you to do and what he's called you to do. Many of us are going through unnecessary battles, and I call them unnecessary because if we would just do the right thing, we wouldn't be going through them. And because we won't do the right thing for so many reasons, sometimes we do it out of fear, sometimes we don't do the right thing out of ignorance, sometimes we don't do the right thing just because we're simply scared. And you know, I'm afraid afraid. I'm scared. I don't know how this is going to look. I don't know how it's going to work out. Therefore, we don't do the right thing, and we cause ourselves to go into this place of unnecessary warfare. Don't fight with God in this hour. Just woman up, man up, and do what he's asked you to do it. Do it exactly the way he told you to do it. Don't try to change it. Don't try to dilute it, but give it the way he gave it to you, and I'm telling you, we will see the world change when the believers, the real believers, stand up. I don't go by Christian anymore because people have diluted that name and messed it all up. I am a believer. I am a believer of God's word. That's who I am. That's what I am. And I do exactly what his word tells me to the best of my ability. And when I mess up, I go to God and say, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me fix this, Lord God. And help me stay in tune to the Holy Spirit so that I can move and operate the way the Holy Spirit has told me to. Oh, my God. I'm telling y'all, we're living in a great time where you're about to see God just do some stuff that you never imagined. You're like, I didn't even dream that good. My dream was weak compared to what God is about to do in my life. And we have to let people know that God is real. God is faithful. God is honest. God has integrity. God won't betray you. God won't talk about you. God won't take nothing from you that he blessed you with. Amen. Everything that he's given you, he's given it to you for a reason. He's also given it to you for a season. You have to be okay with that. That's including people, places, and things. It's for a season. But know that God loves you. Know that God is concerned about you. And know that God is working everything out just for you. Thank you all so much for allowing me to be on this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. This is my prayer. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Thomasine. What a powerful word to start us off with this week. To God be the glory. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We celebrate you, O God, and we thank you for allowing us to wake up into another day, God. Have thy way in us, God. Have thy own way in us, O God. Let your plans be manifested in this day on earth as it is in heaven, Father. We just bless your holy name. We thank you for Dr. Thomasine, and we thank you for the word that you gave to us, an on-time, powerful, mighty word straight from the throne room, God. And we pray that you would fill her up with your virtue until she overflows. Bless her businesses, her family, her ministries in the name of Jesus, oh God. And for every person under the sound of my voice, God, we woke up in victory today. We woke up more than conquerors, God. And for this Labor Day, God, we pray that you will bless each and every one that has served, that is serving, God. We thank you, God, for just being you and for being a protector, for being a way maker, for being our deliverer, our comforter, and our healer. And God, we thank you that you are number one in our lives, and we will make room for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you want to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the same access code, 957-677-POUND. We'll be headed over to the morning motivational call. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. We will be joining the Artist Life family over there. Thank God for the DSD Leon family and Artist Life. So we'll see you there. And again, thank you to Minister Ruth for seating us and greeting us today. Dr. Thomasine, thank you so much. I look forward to the holidays because I know when the holidays come, that is when you will come and bless us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. It has been an honor for me to wake up early in the morning. It's still dark outside here in California to worship you. Well, I mean, worship with you in song this morning and also to be your host this morning. So I love each and every single one of you. Remember, you are more than a conqueror. And remember, whatever you do, don't forget to make room for God. Back over to you, Thomasine Pickens, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, to give us our benediction for the day.
Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. God bless you.